from Hamilton School. They've got a message for you.
Oh, listen, I missed the welcome back. I was laughing. They'll have to do it again.
Oh, we'll have to do it one more time.
It's nice that you sort of varied it a little bit.
Oh, yes, that's right. Well, we've only learned the one line, Peter.
Isn't that sweet to hear him yell out like that? I love him.
Oh, it's lovely to have such cheerfulness on a Monday morning, especially this early. And as I said, I'm at Hamilton School. This is a little school of about 45 students.
Gee, that's small.
And it's established in 1907, so it's about 88 years old. I've got a couple little kids here. I've got Joshua, who's 9 in grade 4. And Joshua, you go and talk to me about the garden, because we've got all your parents here this morning, and we're going to try and mulch this wonderful garden you've got at the front. Can you just tell us a little bit about it?
Well, it's a place for it's got a vine for all the butterflies and the native butterfly around Australia. And
the butterflies like that vine, don't they? They lay their eggs on it.
Yeah. And it's got a pond where we're trying to attract frogs' attention to come, hop in the pond and tadpoles.
He's doing well for a kid from grade 4.
Yeah, that'll be nice. And are you going to get the tadpoles yourself?
Yeah,
that's part of childhood, getting tadpoles into your jar and your net. And you've got a larger area here. Most of your front garden has all been planted with native plants. That's pretty good effort, isn't it? Because it was a little burp in the background.
What was that? We missed it all.
A little burp in the background from a bacon and egg sandwich.
All right. Bring one back for me when you're finished, won't you?
I might do. Sorry, I've totally thrown my thoughts there.
Okay. My diet's gone.
This was a native area that was established in about 1988, and we've re-established it, so we're going to do some mulching this morning, aren't we, Joshua?
Yes.
Okay. And I've got also little Evelyn here, and Evelyn, you're 6 years old. Oh, I'm going to crouch down. You're in grade 2. I have to bend down to talk to you. And you're going to talk about the fete you've got coming up on Sunday, May 28th. What's going to happen at the fete?
Well, there's going to be a cake store.
Oh, yum.
Right? Drinks? Yep.
Okay, lots of cake. Okay, and we'll just quickly go here to Jenny, who's one of the vice presidents of the PNC. And Jenny, tell us about the fete.
Oh, it's just going to be great. We're going to have lots and lots of things for the children. Oh, we're going to have pot plants and...
Put the young six-year-old on. Put the six-year-old back on. Gee, better.
Oh, international food and cuisine from Asia across the board from some of our parents here. Yes. Barbecue, it's going to be lots and lots of fun, lots of things for all age groups.
Lots of surprising things. They just have to come along.
You know more about it than the lady you're talking to there.
Well, it starts on Sunday, May 28th at 11 o'clock. Okay? And everyone, thank you very much for telling us about the fate. Say goodbye. Goodbye. Okay. And Joshua, thank you very much, sweetheart.
Goodbye.
Okay. And everybody, come and support the Hamilton School.
Okay. Where is... that's in Hamilton, the suburb of Hamilton.
It's in Officer Street, is that right? Officer Street.
There's only 40-odd kids at the school. That's really surprising.
It's a really nice little community school. And, of course, everyone's friends with everyone at school this size. So
yeah.
Come along and support their fave on May the 28th.
Good on you, Patty. Thanks a lot for that. Bye now. 29 minutes.